What's up, game heads? Welcome to another episode of Glitch Therapy. I am your host, as always, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah O'Toole.
What's up, guys? This is Jose.
Hey, and we are back again. Another episode here. How you guys been feeling?
Pretty good. It's some summer weather time where we're at right now, so...
How long is it going to last until Mother Nature fucking does a U-turn and goes back to...
Past Mother's Day, at least. So at least we'll get tomorrow as a nice day, too. I think we'll get a little bit more storms, but
wait,
boy.
When's Mother's Day?
What?
Tomorrow?
Sunday, dude.
Yeah.
No, it's
better stop by the Hallmark shop on your way home.
It's different, okay, for me, because for Mexicans, it's another day, which I can't.
Yeah.
It's the 10th? Shit.
Oh my God.
So you missed that one too.
I'm glad we had this podcast let you know when Mother's Day is, because apparently you don't own a calendar.
Sorry.
No, you can make up for it. Get her one tomorrow and be like, hey, Mom, right, we're celebrating. Like,
your mom better thank us.
What are these flowers for?
What? Are you serious right now?
I can't remember Mother's Day.
Oh, man. You need a hug. What the hell?
No, his mom needs a hug.
My mom needs a hug. Oh. I'm going to go home and just give my mom a hug.
Tell your siblings, too, in case they forgot.
I don't care about them.
All right. Okay, all right. Moving on, I guess. How do you come back from this?
I don't know.
Oh, man. This week we're going to talk about a little bit Player Unknown Battlegrounds. NBA Playgrounds came out a few days ago, and then we're going to talk about Little Nightmares. But before we do that, man, what have you guys been up to? What have you been playing?
Oh, I have been playing my usual Paragon, of course. Played a little bit more Nier Automata, because I upgraded to a 4K TV to match my PS
what?
Pro, so I wanted to play some games that high def. That's a whole boy, man. That's a mess to shop for.
I got questions.
He's like mind blown. He's like,
well, I did my research, or so I thought, and I went into it with, like, narrowed down to a couple, and I definitely wanted, like, the HDR,
gotta have that
with it, cause that's what really makes the 4K I mean, really pop and whatnot, and the guy was like, well, I know these say that they're HDR, but they're not true HDR.
You need a true HDR.
I'm like, it says HDR on the box, and he's like, I know it's confusing, but it's not real HDR. And I was like, oh,
that
man
is stupid.
So what
yeah, they were all like that, so he had to show me the ones, and I ended up having to go with a smaller size than I wanted, and actually
for the price
a little bit more than I wanted to. I mean, not like I didn't go wait, but I ended up spending a little bit more than I wanted with, and ended up getting a smaller screen to have the actual.
What brand you go with? You go to Samsung?
Sony?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, of course
I was down to I was down to Sony and Samsung, because I do have a Samsung phone. I do like Samsung. I do have a Sony soundbar and, the PlayStation and all that stuff. So, and I currently, my last TV, which I still have, I just moved it down to the living room. So everybody's happy that they've got a giant TV in the living room now. But, that was a Bravia. And so I like the Bravia.
Nice.
So that was my fun, thing. So, and then the other thing too, is you have to turn it on your TV. I was playing for a while.
The HDR?
Oh,
okay.
It doesn't just, it's not just on. And, and then you have to turn your PlayStation to accept HDR.
Is that every time you turn the TV on?
No.
You turn on, leave it on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Turn on the settings. So yeah, it was a little bit of a navigational
extra work for this. No,
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay. No. 4K TVs, man. I mean, unlike the 3D TVs, which came and went super fast, as that fad went, and not everybody bit on that line, I think 4K is definitely going to be one that's here to stay. It will continue to grow. It will also continue to become cheaper. I mean, think about like Blu-ray players. When those first came out, they were like $600 a piece.
Yep.
And then they dropped down. You can get one now for like $50. Yep. You know what I mean? A good brand. And
I mean, even the high def 1080p, flat screen TV. I mean, those were, super outrageous.
The price of entry, if you want something right away when it comes out, if you're a tech savvy person, you got to have the newest shit right away. You're going to be paying out the ass for it. Mm-hmm. But if you can wait a few years, everything drops down typically. So
there's little need to have one, honestly, unless you have a PlayStation Pro or Xbox One
or the Scorpio.
If you want to be ahead of the time, pretty much.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I was going to ask you, how's Paragon been? I haven't seen you post any any screenshots lately. Have you been kicking some ass? Ass kicked?
Well, they do. neither. It's been a little bit of both. A little bit of both, but you get a new hero every 3 weeks, and the alternating 2 weeks in there, they do updates and balances and nerfs and buffs and. And so the character that I used to slay with got a slight nerf. So I don't know if I'll be posting some, double digit kills unless we happen to go up against some super noob team. But
right.
They announced new support, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. But unfortunately, all that comes out Tuesday, which is the same day Injustice comes out, mm-hmm. and I'm like holding my breath, you know. For,
I'm not
obviously,
working. I don't
so.
Go to work on Tuesday. I got some appointments to go to, and then I'm just taking the rest of the day. So yeah. I mean, if you're going to be around,
oh, I plan. Yep, yeah, to get your ass. Summer kicked. Classes don't start until the 26th.
You
so
purposely
like,
took that day off.
I purposely made my appointments on that day and took the rest of the day
bastard.
Off. Right. There's the caveat.
But I think we'll probably mention Injustice later because there was some news with that too, with some drops and things. Right. But shout out to some TV shows I've been watching. Of course, American Gods.
Yeah, I'm watching
Stars. Too. Have you started? So
it's
freaking
good. What are they, episode, what, three this
three.
Weekend?
Will be this weekend. Okay. Will be tomorrow. Yep, will be.
I'm just wondering how the certain, like, did you read the book beforehand?
No, I didn't. So this is all new. Yeah.
So I'm reading, I'm not technically reading the book. I'm listening to it audio on Audible. I was going to ask you who your favorite character is, but I'll let you get a little further.
Oh, okay, beforehand. Yeah. Right now it's kind of tough. Yeah, I don't have one right now.
Because the character that I like the best hasn't been introduced in the show yet.
Okay, yeah. So, I have to give maybe four episodes or so. Yeah. But and then if anybody has Hulu, I just love The Handmaid's Tale.
Is that
and that's
good?
It's based off of a book that comes out every Wednesday, so it's not like the regular ones where you can just binge the whole thing. You have to watch it episodically.
That's kind of cool. I like that because, I mean, yeah, it's fun to binge watch stuff, but sometimes it's nice to have something to look forward to, like... Orange is the New Black comes out like on the next month on the 9th, I think or something
so in
like
June,
that.
Right.
And with Netflix, typically they drop all like 10 or 13 right. episodes on there at once. So then, if you are really diligent about watching a show, you can knock it out in a
if
day
you wanted
or
to
a
watch
weekend.
It all day long. Right, exactly.
You know, and then it's gone. You got a whole year to wait again. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's awesome, but it also sucks in that regard
right,
of having to wait again.
And the anticipation of Wednesdays now. You know, it's like I look forward to Wednesdays because you know The Handmaid Tale's on. But
so it's good.
It's based off of a book. I think it's Margaret Atwood, but I don't know for sure. But anyway, anything I say about it will give away the plot, and it's so out there that you just really have to watch the first episode, and you'll be.
What would you compare it to, as far as other shows or just like genre wise? Like, what is it exactly? Would you say without giving anything away?
Yeah, like
real quick,
dystopian.
Okay, so it's set in the It doesn't give off that vibe when you look at like screenshots of it
exactly.
and stuff like that or the trailer.
I had no idea what to expect when I watched it, and I was
it's
like
some Little House
so
in the Prairie
surprised.
Type
yeah,
stuff.
It does. Yep.
You know, like, okay. Yep. All right. I'm interested. I've scrolled past it a couple times, and I haven't really given it a thought because I watched so much other stuff. But
check
I'll
it
put,
out,
I'll
and maybe
it on
next
the
week we'll come back and see if you
I'll watch a couple just for you.
Yeah, because it's in. It's in. We're up to number 5 maybe, so you know there's a good chunk to binge if you wanted to, because I'm sure you'll probably be like, oh, what's going to happen next?
I want
to
watch all these, but I can't.
Dude, just stop. I'm looking you right in the eyes right now. Just stop it.
I want to, but...
Dude, all the animes you got, your hands are full.
I
you
know.
Have no time.
I know.
Unless you're going to put your animes on the shelf.
I just added 5 more shows to my queue, so shut up.
I'm not even going
to I'm not going to even...
You're a lost cause.
I'm going to go home and...
Get off the door, Rose. Just let yourself drown. I want to get on the door.
Who the hell's... Oh.
Oh, you know, oh.
It's
Titanic.
It's a Titanic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noah. Someone's paying attention.
Shut up. That was an unexpected. So shit.
Hey man, I'm shooting them off fast right
I know,
now.
I know.
What have you been up to besides your anime?
Good one.
I'm just saying.
Just playing.
Bing, Ben with the point.
I don't like this today. Okay.
You don't like it?
No.
That's okay.
I just been playing video games. Let's see. Got Until Dawn on the Gamefly.
Yay!
Oh, cool. So I still haven't played that yet.
Yeah, I haven't. You can borrow it.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to.
You don't like horror, though. So.
Well, this is a little... I mean, I like...
Yeah, just kill and then... Yeah.
It's a path, and it's very... it depends on your choices. And
right.
It's very narrative-driven as far as your choices.
It's very cinematic.
Yes.
So that, you know, that might
and
be
And all the characters in there are actual actors' faces and stuff, you know.
Because I do love horror movies, you know, like Cabin in the Woods style thing. So I think that one might actually appeal to me.
I got the
me,
best
but,
ending
yeah.
on that game. I played through it once and one of the guys died. And I got really like, I don't want anybody to die. I want to get the perfect ending for the first time. So I did it. So I did it over and yeah. But,
yeah.
So are you enjoying it? I'm sorry. I haven't
started it yet because I jumped into my backlog.
Sure.
So I restarted playing Gravity Rush.
Cool.
For the PS Vita, it's really enjoyable. So, like, when I finish playing Call of Duty and pretty much any other game I have in the Xbox, I just sit down and just start playing the Vita. As well, Walking Dead Season 2, started playing that because it was free on the Xbox store.
Oh, good, sure.
Good pickup. Good
yeah.
Pickup.
So, started picking that up and... So far, I'm fucking everything up in there.
Dude, it's not hard to do, really.
It's not. You're like, every decision you do, I'm like... I did the right decision, but I'm like, damn it, someone I wanted to keep alive died. I was like, oh.
But that's that's one of the complaints about that game, though, is that, or just those Telltale games in general. Yeah. It's like they kind of give you an ambiguous choice. Like the choices, how am I trying to put this? The choices aren't always clearly good or bad choices. Right. It's just like, what's the less likely issue to make me mad if I pick this one, or what's more likely to go the way I want it to? Yeah. And then it takes a turn anyway, and you're just like, what the fuck?
And it's pretty much it's pretty much the decisions I will make. I'm like, I'll choose a side, and I'm like, I'm actually going to kill you because I don't like you. Like, so on purpose.
So like, you're playing it like it's you in the game, like, which is how you should probably do
it. If I don't like you, I'm sorry. If it's a zombie apocalypse and I don't like you, I will kill you off.
At least you can do it that way, because me, when I play those games, I get so, I get so to the point where I want it to be the way that I want it to be, that I can't just pick a choice and go, oh, that was a bad choice. This person died. I'm like, oh, nope, restarting my safe spot. I'm going to do it over. And like, I get like that sometimes when I got to stop myself.
Yeah. Like, this game has been old, so I'm just like, spoiler alert here, but really old.
It's been out
There's this pregnant chick in the game.
I haven't done season two, so you're probably spoiling it for me, but it's fine.
I'm sorry. Continue. But there's a chick that is just, I really hate in the game so far.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to kill her. I can't wait. I'm just waiting for my decision. I'm like, I can't wait for you to die. I'm just waiting for that.
She's
for
like,
that moment.
Save me. The zombies are about to grab me. Like, and it's like, nope. See you later.
Tripped, yeah.
I'm not even going to hesitate.
Save her or go get donuts. Donuts.
Donuts sound good. Hurts donuts, man.
I need some donuts right now. So
as well, I purchased PlayStation Network. So
finally.
Oh, yeah. You'll love that.
What the hell?
So the first, thing I did, I bought, actually, it was a free download, Abzu.
Mm-hmm. It's like a good game.
Yep.
As well, I downloaded the beta for Street Fighter, so can't wait to play that. Mm-hmm. It looks exciting. So,
wait, which Street Fighter? Street Fighter beta? What?
Yeah, there's a Street Fighter beta out right now. Five
is out.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell was there?
Is it a demo?
Because is it a demo? You mean? Because five came out like last year, and it came out to really now, like people were really upset because they gave it was a bare bones game.
Yeah.
Then they were like releasing characters and modes,
right,
and things over time, and people got pissed because half the characters were missing, a bunch of different modes were missing, and then like they gave a definitive edition. I don't know if it's actually called that, but it's where it's everybody's in there now, and all the features are basically beefed up and in there now, but. That's interesting.
I don't know because I was looking at it. I was looking at the the PlayStation Store, and there was a Street Fighter beta. And I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna check that out.
That'd be
so
cool.
Okay.
It didn't say much. It was like Street Fighter V CNW, something like that.
CNW. I don't know what that is. Yeah, Jake, if you're listening, you might want to chime in on that and hit me up on the Glitch Therapy email. glitchtherapy@gmail.com or text me. You have my number, but I'm sure. But Jake, my buddy Jake, he's hardcore in all the fighting games. He plays a shit ton of Street Fighter and kicks my ass on a regular basis. And I'm gonna be after him when Justice comes out. Right. We'll figure it out.
Other than that, but mostly Call of Duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun.
I started playing Little Nightmares. Recently, my girls, I showed them a trailer of it, and they were like, "What? That looks cool, Dad." You know, and they love watching me play like scary stuff, and especially Taylor. And Gia is only 7, but she likes scary stuff already. So I'm like, "Well, if you're not afraid of this, and it's not really that bad, it's not like it's gory where people get their throat slit or something."
It's a little kid, kid, but it's. I mean, it reminds me of like what's the Sackboy? Big Planet.
It's kind of like that, but less
cartoony, right?
And she's walking around in a rain slicker, and she's trying to like escape these like monsters and stuff or whatever. But it's a pretty cool game. I'm enjoying it. It's in the same vein of like you guys play Inside.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like Inside, basically.
Everyone pretty much compares that.
Yeah,
compares them.
And Inside was the same cats. Do you remember the other one that they did? Where it was like just a silhouette of the boy.
Limbo.
Limbo. Thank you. I couldn't think of that earlier.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. But it's like it's from the same kind of thing where it's like the side scroller. You're trying to avoid all these puzzles and stuff. And basically, this girl is in this like nightmare / dream, and she's trying to escape. And these people want to eat her. They're like kind of like these grotesque humans that are like really like big and kind of like. Overweight and chunky, kind of like these, like just over exaggerated, and their faces and their smiles are like way up on their faces and stuff. It's just really, really creepy. And they're like trying to get her and stuff, and these different puzzles you have to get through these different areas and stuff. And it's fun. I've been playing that. I started Attack on Titan season 2 finally. Yeah.
How is it?
It's good. I'm like 2 or 3 episodes in. blew my mind the first episode. I'm just like, well, this, they're not even like waiting to, like,
straight out the bat. You're just like, oh my god.
They were like, is this your wig, sir? I'm like, yes. Yeah. Like, well, we blew that off. It's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh man.
But yeah, it that's good. So I've been watching that. I started watching it on Crunchyroll, but then I stopped watching it on that because it pissed me off. Cause I'm not doing the Crunchyroll where you do the premium.
Yeah, it's a commercial
free one. Mm-hmm. And there's one commercial they show, and they show it three times every time they do a break.
Yeah.
Back to back, like they're trying to annoy you into buying the premium.
I guess
that's what I felt like. I got mad.
Did it work?
I started muting it. No, hell no. I found it on Hulu Plus. I'm like, I'm gonna watch it on there. I already paid for that, so I'm gonna watch it on that.
Oh.
With no commercials, by the way. And then the last thing I was doing, well, the last two things I've been playing, the first Injustice to kind of get brushed up on the buttons again and stuff, so that Noah doesn't spank me too hard repeatedly. And Jake, you bastard, Jake, if you're listening. And then also been playing a lot of Battlefront with a couple buddies on there, because they had a double XP weekend last weekend, and then that got me back into that game a little bit. And we were running some cargo. It's basically capture the flag. And he and I would just pair up and just run and grab the flag. All right, you're halfway back to our base. I'm gonna rock the other way and get it again. And we'd just be just trouncing these guys. But yeah, that's what I've been up to anyway. So yeah,
sweet, man. Fun. Hey, have busy, you guys busy. Realized noticed that for there's an Injustice 2 app?
Yep,
which is completely like the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna check.
I haven't downloaded it yet. I heard about it.
Oh, I've downloaded.
You downloaded?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
I was looking at it. I saw a commercial for it, and I looked at it. I'm like, what the fuck? They just downgraded the graphics for the game, and it was like for the Apple and the store app. And I was like, oh, okay, it's an app. Like, okay, yeah, calm down here.
Yep.
Yeah, it was cool. So I'm gonna get it later on.
It's definitely fun. I mean, I think the fighting games on your phone are a little bit harder to play because it's a swipe. You know, you do swipe attacks, basically. You know, that's obviously way different than playing on a controller or whatever. But I hope that they'll unlock things with each other when the game comes out, because when Mortal Kombat X came out and they had the Mortal Kombat app, you could unlock things in the app then that would unlock costumes in the game, you know, and vice versa, which is always fun and cross promotion.
Yeah, so. And that's what they did. That's what games are doing now too. Like Grand Theft Auto, Assassin's Creed Unity, and other games. That's what they did. They made you get an app as well, so you could get unlockables like skins, sometimes a weapon or something.
Yeah,
Assassin's Creed gave you weapons.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool.
I enjoyed that because I mean, there's nothing better than an app that actually ties into the game with aesthetics and a purpose. Yeah,
right.
Which gives you more reason to do it. Like Ubisoft, they've probably been one of the more prominent ones recently, where they tie their own little app through the system where it takes you to like their site or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And based on the stuff you do in the game, they give you points and money to go into that little app, download something. Oh, here's a new skin. Here's a new weapon. And you can use those points and spend them on stuff that you actually use in the game. So it gives you more incentive to actually go in there and check that stuff out.
Yeah,
so,
it's fun.
Yep.
And all their games too. And it's cross. So if you play a lot of Assassin's Creed and then you go and play Watch Dogs 2, there's stuff in there for you because you played the other one.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So it's kind of cool when games do that, EA and stuff.
I had to check out, For Honor, of course, because one, it's getting more playable, so, that's nice again, that one is a great example I always think of, because I've played so many other Ubisoft games that you can decorate your shield and things with different symbols, and there's Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs and, all those ones of the little A for the Assassin's Creed. And stuff.
Absolutely.
And you can always tell when other players have that on, like, oh, you're an Assassin's Creed player.
Yay, that's me.
Oh, that guy plays Watch Dogs.
It's true.
Awesome.
Speaking of Assassin's Creed, why don't we get into some news? Because I got something to talk about some Assassin's Creed.
No, right. Yeah.
Let's hit it. So, there's been more rumors leaked regarding Assassin's Creed. And, when it comes to Ubisoft, it doesn't surprise me there's rumors leaked. Or leaks in general, for that matter. I mean, hell, they even made fun of themselves in Watch Dogs 2. about a leak in that game where there's a mission where you can go in and like expose a leak that came out about a game that's coming out.
Wasn't that a Black Flag? Yeah, Black Flag.
Yeah, it was a Black Flag, something like that. But the rumor is that, and most people probably have already heard about this too, is Assassin's Creed is going to take place in Egypt.
Yep.
So that is a really cool setting.
It gets even cooler, though.
It does. There's a screenshot leaked recently confirming it for the most part. I guess the person was like climbing up a building and it was like they could see like the mission title in the corner and stuff. And it was like, assassinate so-and-so and whatever. But I'm excited about Egypt.
See, I've heard even more than that. I've heard it's also going to involve naval warfare.
I've heard that too.
Back like Black Flag style. And I heard that you're going to play as an Egyptian queen.
Ooh, what? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. So also, or that's who you're going to be?
I think that I thought that's who the character was going to be, but I didn't see the screenshot. I just read that somewhere, so that could have been a leak, or maybe if it's still, maybe she's a bad guy or something. But I thought that would be cool to play as like
Cleopatra, Egyptian, probably.
Right, to play as Assassin Cleopatra. How cool would that be? I'd be like
a female lead.
Yeah, I'd get right back into Assassin's Creed if that was what they did.
Because they've only had a female lead like legitimately once, and I was in that Vita version,
right. Which even kind of doesn't. I mean,
yeah,
it was Claire. Right. What was the name? Claire.
She was like African American, or half black or something like that. Yeah. I forget her name.
Claire de Fertilis.
I didn't get a chance to play remember, but
and then of course there was the sister. You know, the brother sister in this
Eve line. And Jacob,
right? In this,
okay,
line,
yeah, but, I guess you got to be her, but you also had her,
you're also right.
Too.
That was,
I would like a one like this where you met just Cleopatra, or that, and you just focus on them,
Or just a random ass character that you found in the slums and imagine an assassin.
If you could like roll up in rugs, I know I like watch too much Cecil B. DeMille. Okay, Cecil B. DeMille, you know, the
hide in
the
barrel,
the famous director, and he did Theda Bara as Cleopatra, and it's like old lore that she. Hit herself in a rug. She rolled up in a big rug and was delivered to Caesar. And then they unrolled the rug, and oh, there's Cleopatra. And it was like a big movie scene. I'm such a dork. Okay,
actually, I remember that. I don't remember.
I mean, that's like an old famous, you know, scene or whatever. But wouldn't it be cool if you could like assassinate people with asps or like hide in carpets? And you know what I mean?
I
can't imagine the possibilities.
I wouldn't put it past them to not have that stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean, so I don't know.
Is there any information like who's the developer like in Ubisoft?
I'm not sure which of their studios is doing it. I know they have multiple studios, you know, in France and here and in the States and whatnot. I think that information is out there. I just don't have it at my fingertips, unfortunately, but. I'll look into it and get back to you.
So exciting news! What, no matter what, they had me at Egypt.
Well, they had me taking a year off.
Well, yeah, that too, right?
You know, where it's like, oh, they're going to take time to develop a really good one, because I was getting, you know, I think we were getting all fatigued on that.
Technically, they didn't take a year off; they did the movie.
Well, okay, whatever you want to say about that.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of taking time off. Mass Effect series is being put on hold indefinitely for a while. Kotaku broke the story, I guess, or at least that's where I heard it from, and also Game Informer was talking about it too. BioWare Montreal were the leads on this game. It was their first game where the other studio handed it off to him. It was under BioWare. I think it was BioWare Austin. I can't remember for sure, but they handed it off to them because they were doing some other projects. This was their first game, and so unfortunately, since with the game turned out the way that it did. They have been taken off of future projects on that, and they're now back to a supporting role. They supported the original team on the first trilogy with like multiplayer and stuff like that. So that's really unfortunate that they had a chance to crack that out of the
park.
You're
demoted.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a demotion. Man.
It sucks, but also at the same time, it's like it is what it is.
Yeah,
I'd like to. It makes me curious though if it was more of an issue of the talent wasn't there in that studio, or if they were just time pressed. Because sometimes that stuff is the issue where the publishers are like, look, we need this done by this date and by this time, work on it. Mm-hmm. But when you have the chance to work on something indefinitely with nobody giving you a time, you know, constraint, you can do much more. But there's also that person that hurry up kind of factor too.
Right.
So
I wonder, which ruins everything. It's just,
of course,
crap.
Especially like back in the day when they'd always pair movies up with games release. Like, oh, this movie comes out in July, whatever. The game needs to come out that same day.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what led to the fall of Atari.
Yeah.
Because they wanted that E.T. game out. Yeah. With the release of the movie, and they thought they literally thought consumers will buy anything that has E.T. on it, and they made the biggest piece of crap game possible.
But they were right;
nobody bought it.
That game was a terror.
No, nobody bought, and it literally crashed Atari. There's a good documentary on it. Actually,
that was the hottest.
And they buried
them.
Buried them all out in the desert in Arizona.
They uncovered them, I think.
And
like
they
a year
uncovered
or two
them,
ago.
Right? Yep. And there's a documentary on that one too. So there's.
Yeah, it's sad, but
check out Netflix video game documentaries.
Yeah, they're back to a supporting role,
or Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
Both on that. Yeah,
A couple more pieces of news, real quick here. Far Cry 5 has been rumored, and they're saying that it's going to have a Wild West feel, which I think is going to be to its detriment if it comes out this year. Because you got to go up against
Red Dead Redemption 2. Right.
Yeah. And that game's going to be a steamroller for anybody that gets in its way initially. But it's supposed to be Wild West. But the caveat is that it's going to be modern-day Montana, though.
Yeah. I heard about that, which is going to be
In the northwestern region in general.
Right, but modern day.
Yes. So you're going to – so I guess the story is that a rebel group has taken over ranches and other areas in that region. And as a vigilante cop, you're going to be trying to take them down or figure out what they're up to and try to, you know, go through that whole thing and bring justice to that area and help people and that they're tormenting and you know – so you can dish out some vigilante justice and whatnot. So I don't know. Montana was kind of a curious area for me because I think there's a lot of wildlife up there. But when I think of like, oh, a place bustling with a lot of, you know, activity and stuff, I don't think Montana. Yeah. I just think of a flat, desolate kind of area. I don't know.
I don't know. When I think of Wild West, I kind of think of like South Dakota, actually, because of Deadwood and sure, you know, whatnot. But
and they might include that area in there because, I mean, they said the like northwestern region.
Yeah.
And in past games, like, you know, Red Dead Redemption, they kind of clumped an area together. Like, then they had, like, was Mexico, like Arizona, New Mexico, kind of that whole little area there, maybe in like a small part of California. So they just clumped it in and made it into one giant map, but you couldn't really tell that what state you're in.
I sort of like feel that, like a Westworld vibe a little bit, where there's just like a chunk of the wilderness that's been reverted to Wild West style due to, you know, bandits or whatever.
I mean,
so you got to go in.
Probably has bears and stuff, I would assume.
That's it?
I don't know.
Buffalo?
More than that. Maybe.
Foxes?
I don't know.
Wolves?
I've never
done cows.
Just going to keep throwing out. I haven't done much research on Montana, so, I mean, I'm sure they picked it for a reason.
Population of over a million.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more going on there.
Big
than
sky country.
LA has more.
LA has more, I'm sure there's more going on there than we think. I mean, they wouldn't pick that location willy-nilly. I would assume they've done their research.
UFOs.
But, so, I mean, given how Far Cry is, I can see, I can picture, you know, from the first-person point of view, like these rolling hills, and you can see, like, a ranch in the distance, you know, and see the silos and the barns and the fences and the crops and, you know, plan your way through and, you know, do you want to go in with a grenade or do you want to sneak through the corn and, like, take them out silently? Because, you know, that game kind of had, you know, let you do those different
and
choices.
Then, and
so
keep, yeah,
I could
Far Cry.
See that, right, where, you know, I could see them going that route with it, but there's just an interesting choice, that's for sure, given all the times, locations, and whatever they could choose from.
I mean,
but
if they do come out with that game this year, people, I mean, the people that aren't paying attention close enough will be like, oh, they're copying, you know, Red Dead Redemption, and they're trying to come out with their own Western game. And it's like, typically with those kind of things, they're already in development years in advance. It's not like
it's just
a
bad coincidence.
Exactly.
Right.
Same thing with like the Call of Duty World War II thing. Everyone's like, oh, they're copying Battlefield. If you keep in mind, there's three studios that leapfrog each other, and they're usually in development for at least 2 years apiece. Mm-hmm. And if they just announced this just a month or like less than a month ago, well, there you go, because of the two. But the point is, they're usually in development for years in advance. So for all the people online that are like, you know, trolling it, saying, oh, they're copying Battlefield 1, they're not. That was in development before that. It was just an unfortunate coincidence that they announced it now, and that just happened to have been the game out last year. So I don't know. One last one here for you. We got Mario and Raving Rabbids crossover RPG for the Switch coming up.
Sounds like fun.
Comedy. Yeah, Raving Rabbids are pretty are a good time. Mario's a flagship character for the Nintendo systems, all of them across the board. I guess they're slated for release in August or September of this year, so that'll be something to look forward to down the road. It's going to be turn-based combat, two-player local co-op, silly humor, of course, with the Rabbids, and it'll be a Switch exclusive, of course. So, I don't know.
Something else to look for the Switch, finally?
Yeah, we can watch Ben run around with Mario and do some crazy shit with the Rabbids.
Well, the Rabbids are like screaming.
He'll be all over it. I can just see the crazy faces right now. So, that should be some fun stuff. So,
Who will win? The Rabbids or the Minions?
I mean, I think I'd give it to the Rabbids. They're just crazier, man.
Yeah. The Minions are too good-hearted to know any better to do anything.
I think the Rabbids, they just go crazy on them. I keep hearing that song.
That'd be so comedy, though, just watching them.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, that's all I got for news. You guys got anything else? Or?
I do have just one little thing. Mm-hmm. I got into a closed beta, so there's something if anybody likes betas and new games to check out. I tried to do some research on the game itself. It's called Raiders of the Broken Planet. I can't find if it's going to be free to play or not. If it's free to play, I'd probably get it. Otherwise, I wouldn't. But it's an asymmetrical 4v1 thing. So think Evolve, except well, no, it's pretty much like that. Except you're not really a monster. You're just a, a bad guy, and it's interesting. So check that
what
out.
What system is it going to be with?
I think on PC, PS4, PlayStation, and Xbox. So it should it should be on all three of them. And the graphics were pretty good and looked like it could be fun. It was just it was so hard because they really dropped you into the beta without any, you know, there was a screen that showed how the controllers worked, but that was just about it. So it was a little tough to, you know, whatever. But I was intrigued by it, and I'm interested to see more about it as it comes out.
Yeah, I'm looking at something right here about it. Raiders of the Broken Planet is a sci-fi adventure with a unique asymmetric four divided by one cooperative and competitive online game. The innovative cover-based tactical shooter focuses on close-quarter shooting and melee combat, is heavily story-driven, and is able to be played as a single-player experience as well.
I kind of thought it was a cross between Destiny and Evolve, if that helps out with anything. All yeah.
Nice. That's not bad at all.
It's interesting.
I'd take it.
Yeah, check all it out. Right. Especially if it goes into open beta.
Sure.
But we'll keep our eye out and let you know.
Sounds good. Well, if nobody has anything else, I say move on to our topic and hit these games up. Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
So the topics for this week, as I said before, we have Player Unknown Battlegrounds, NBA Playgrounds, and Little Nightmares. I talked a little bit about Little Nightmares earlier, so I think we should talk about Player Unknown Battlegrounds for sure. This game is a beast. It's only in early access on Steam right now. There are rumors that they're going to bring it to the Xbox One and then to the PS4. And the reason why Xbox One will get access to it first is because they have that early program where you can get things quick.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called because I don't have one.
Right.
I know.
But I can't think of what it's called either, but I'm in it. And so I'll hopefully see that soon, but then PlayStation 4 will get it later. But this game is bananas.
Dude.
Like, I want to play it so bad.
I was watching just straight up, like, hours of gameplay on that. And just the what people are doing is just straight brutal.
It's fun,
movie. Excitement.
It's really fun. Basically, it's a battle royale game mode with up to 100 players on a remote island. So you start off in an airplane. The airplane flies over the island. You can jump out right away, or you can wait until the plane gets toward the end of its run and jump out toward the end. But the thing is, it's a one-kill situation. If you die once, you're out.
Right.
So it's just crazy free-for-all, 100 people, and this island is huge. And so the winner takes all showdown, where strategic gameplay is as important as your shooting skills. Players will enter a last-man-standing battle where they try to locate weapons, vehicles, and supplies in a graphically and tactically rich battlefield that eventually forces players into a shrinking play zone as they engage in a tense and spectacular fight to the death.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds just like so much fun, right?
Yeah.
So as you're playing, so as soon as you drop with nothing. You have no gear, no special abilities, nothing like that, no weapons even. There's houses. Yeah, what's that?
You're butt naked, pretty much.
Well, you're not naked, but you have nothing. That would be terrible. How stressed out would you be if you dropped out naked? There's nothing.
God, 100 people.
It's like Hunger Games, but everyone's okay, moving on. Anyway, I guess the thing is with it is that it's really stressful because you drop down and like there's 100 people on this map and this is a huge like island you're on. So you can pretty much go anywhere. There's buildings to go into, there's vehicles and stuff. There's drops. So you hear a plane fly overhead that's dropping stuff every now and again. And you know when that stuff drops that you can either hightail it over there and other people are heading there too, or just go away.
Right.
You know, how...
Or just scout and just wait until someone gets in and just take them out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I want to play it so bad. It sounds so fun, but it'd be so frustrating to die like immediately.
Yeah. And see, I'm curious. Obviously, I bet you wouldn't be able to be in a party.
I think there is access where you can do a group thing, but it's I think it's a slightly separate mode.
Okay. Because I would say that would instantly put you at an advantage.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You could obviously work with your friend.
I think you would be against each other after that.
Yeah.
Well, right. Once it gets to, the end, then it's every man for himself. Yeah. But, you know, if you've got a buddy that's so much easier than, you know, not knowing, that makes me think of the zone in
what is it?
The black zone in, division. Okay. Or is it called the Black Zone?
I think
it,
Dark Zone.
The Dark Zone. Dark Zone. The Dark Zone. Yeah, you know, we're just like, okay, is this person going to shoot me? Or can we? Can everyone, I trust him? Or is like my head going to die? Is he going to steal my loot?
I've had tense moments in the Dark Zone.
Yes. Oh, dude, I hated that so much.
But yeah, it's like that, though, but... you know, if you like you jump off the plane, you drop down, and then instantly everyone's running in one direction. You're like, I'm going this way, and then you find a house and you see a door open. You're like, okay, somebody's been here. Mm-hmm. I gotta be ready. I have no weapon. All I have, I found a frying pan. That's all I have. You know.
Yeah.
And you gotta be careful, and you don't know if they've been there right just a few minutes ago, or if they've been coming. They've come and gone a long time ago. So it's this stressful situation until you find gear. And even when you do find gear, it's like you don't know.
Other people will have gear too. You know.
Yeah. So you're right. And it. I don't know.
It's luck, pretty much.
It's crazy. I want to play it so bad. I mean, it looks so fun. And 100 people, dude, like on a big map, on an island. That just sounds like a good time. Nuts.
It's my dream come true. Just and if going
you,
all out.
Yeah. And if you win, I guess the goal is to get the chicken dinner, I believe is what it's called.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about exactly, but.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Exactly. Yep. So.
Obviously. Oh, I mean, man. Duh.
it's going to be fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think they're dropping a bunch of packs and stuff to like for DLC for like where you can spend real money to get like just aesthetics and stuff. Like, oh my God, it has some shades on and maybe a funny hat or something like that.
I hope it doesn't end up like the Killing Floor where it's like too intense. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I'm like, nope, I can't play this.
Or I don't want it to be a play to win.
It
won't be like
that.
No. But. And then also, just to make sure people actually continue to fight, the zone drops down.
Yeah,
so like,
it gets smaller.
You end up under the dome like in...
Yeah, and if you're outside the area that Battle is closing Royale. In on, you die. If you stay out there too long,
you get
don't move
mortars.
In.
Mortars.
Yeah.
Start dropping.
Airdrop or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like the Katniss movie where like the forest starts to fill with poisonous smog and you...
Yeah.
Forcing you inward.
Yeah.
It's exactly like Battle Royale.
That's a good premise.
Yeah, Battle Royale was better.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hunger Games, Battle Royale. So 100 people, and you just got to fight to the end, and you won one death, and you're out.
Mm-hmm. You're out, but then you could straight up go to another lobby instantly. So.
Right. Oh, that part's nice, because that makes it so much more intense. That was one of the funnest things about Rainbow Six, was that, it could be one-shot kill, but, you could get... winged a little bit, but boy, yeah, one or two shots and you're dead and you do not respawn, until your next round, and it makes just a whole nother level of intenseness because your life means so much more than a run and gun,
Right. You definitely play differently when you know you cannot respawn. When you can respawn, you're a little more loose.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're a bit more loose with your tactics sometimes. If you got one life, you're looking around corners, you're peeping around, you're creeping through grass, you're going prone when you never go prone.
Yeah. Right.
You're a complete different person. Yeah. Exactly. You're
all
just
of a sudden, you're a paranoid douchebag with a gun and a.
Everything that moves, you shoot.
Yeah.
Well, that's also the thing, too. I'm more cautious of when I shoot because I don't want people to see my bullet.
See you're here, right?
Where I shot from.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't. Your mini on the mini map, you won't be seen if you shoot.
On playground?
They'll hear it, but you won't be seeing on the
on battlegrounds?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good.
So it's going to be mostly it's going to be a plus if you have headphones.
Oh, yeah, I'll be wearing my headphones.
So right. you get to hear footsteps, the gun, where the gunfire is coming from, pretty much, because that's gonna be a big advantage on that.
Okay, yeah. For those people out there who are against headphones, depending on what kind of games you play, you need to get headphones of some sort. They changed the game completely.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I got like some Turtle Beaches years ago, and I was playing Call of Duty, and it's night and day.
Yeah.
When you're inside of a building or a house, and all of a sudden you're running, and you literally stop in your tracks, and you're like, and you're looking around, and you just hear the person clop, 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 right over your head to your left. You're like, oh, he's coming through this door down here. You are a different person. You're like Jason Bourne all the time.
Yeah. Rainbow Six Siege and Evolve were both those. I played both those games when they first came. It was right when I got my gold headphones, and I was just like, oh my God, it's a whole new world. You're just immersed. And it's like in Evolve, you could hear them. You could hear what direction in 360 degrees the monster was in.
He's behind me. He's over here.
I have never had any headphones when I'm playing. So
you would love it.
If I do, I'm not saying I'm good with Call of Duty, but I'm.
You can say you're good. You do a good job, dude.
Yeah. I could say I end up top three almost every time.
You
I'm
would
playing.
Literally you would love it because, like I said, you could hear somebody above you, and then you have the headphones on, and it's 360 degrees. So you're like you're like up, and you'll watch your gun turn as the person's moving around in the building, and then you'll aim at the door because you're like, okay, they're coming this way.
Almost every game benefits. I mean, even if you just play things like Uncharted.
Sure.
I mean, that's got a jungle of surround sound to enjoy while you're playing,
like, plus the
gunfire and all that stuff. Yeah,
he's
so
in the grass behind
me. Right, right.
But yeah, check it out.
Totally,
it's awesome.
Headphones.
Early access right now. If you have a Steam account, check it out if you can get your hands on it. Super fun. It'll be on Xbox One and PS4. They didn't say when for sure. I'll probably do some research and get back to everybody on that, but keep your eye out for it.
There's still some bugs that they're fixing, so.
Everyone's saying that the bugs that are in it, though, aren't game-breaking, and that they kind of give the game some charm, though.
Yeah.
So I'm like, eh, whatever.
Like, getting...
charming bug, that's the first time I've heard that.
Exiting the car a little too quickly will damage you, so that's that's fun part. Like, why are you getting out of the, why are you jumping out of the
why
car?
Why are you jumping out of a moving car, right?
Uh-huh. Right, right. Yeah, I can't wait to play that. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The other game that I'm not as excited about playing or buying or anything like that, and it almost got me because of nostalgia, was NBA Playgrounds. At first glance, you're like, oh, NBA Jam. They brought it back. They did not. It's like resurrecting somebody from the dead and bringing them back, and they're not themselves.
And they don't have a soul.
It's not them. It's just their hollow shell of a person or their body. I did a little bit of research on this, and it came out on Xbox One, PS4, and on the Switch. It has all of the tropes of NBA Jam, you know, as far as the crazy, like, super high-flying dunks and the announcers saying off-the-wall stuff to you, you know. But it's not NBA Jam. So if you're looking for that and you saw the trailer, it is not the same thing. It misses the mark on several counts. I don't know. Do you guys find any interest in this at all, or did you play any NBA Jam as a kid?
Yeah, I have never played any sports or sports games as a kid or as an adult, unless you count the time my parents made me play t-ball and I stood out in the outfield and picked dandelions.
Like, no, throw the ball back.
Right,
that was last weekend, right?
Yeah, it was, exactly.
Yes. Noah, throw the ball. He's like, he kicks it.
Yeah.
Not soccer, it's t-ball, buddy, come on. I wanted to buy it, because as soon as I saw it, I got excited, because I played a lot of NBA Jam on Super Nintendo back in the day. I would even do the codes and get, like, you know, Bill Clinton and Al Gore and all that stuff. It was such a fun, nostalgic romp to go to a buddy's house even recently and play that game. But it's not that, though. The roster is blown out to with all the characters. I mean, not characters, all the players from now
and past,
and a lot of past players too. You know, Sean Kemp, John Stockton, Karl Malone, all your favorites
Shaq,
from the past. Yeah,
Kobe,
Shaq's in there. Yeah, and a lot of characters from right now. Characters, a lot.
Characters,
I said it again. A lot of players from the present is what I meant to say.
Yeah,
shut up, Noah.
That's funny. We're talking about video games, so I mean,
it's
just a funny. Yeah,
I guess. But you can get, like, you know, Jordan's in there, Larry Bird, all your favorites are in there. The problem, though, like I said, it falls short on several counts here. The music off the bat is just grinding. Like, the music is not good.
Yeah.
And I know that isn't a huge thing for a video game, but it, over time.
For basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah. Especially when you play, you know, you consistently play a match or a round or. The Dead or Alive volleyball suffered from that when they didn't let you custom the soundtrack. It's like, oh my god, how many times I have to listen to this damn beach music?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
especially like with the sports game, like NFL, NBA, you have to have a good track list,
because
if not, it just ruins the game.
Or at least let you customize or like be able to put your Pandora on or, you know, whatever games that let you do that, or a lot of fighting games let you do that, which is bomb. But
I hope other ones should do that as well. I know with PlayStation, at the PS4, they have
Spotify, yeah.
And you can play that over the top of the game rather than listen to the game music if you're playing, like, sports or a racing game or something like that, which I typically do.
Xbox has the...
Put on 90s Jock
Pandora
jams.
Right.
Let's get ready
Don't
to
do
rumble!
It. Everybody get up, it's time to jam now. No, don't do
you
it.
You spin up me right round, spin me right round.
You went way back.
I did.
I don't remember that being on Jock Jams. But
that was not on Jock Jams.
I still play that.
Better Alive.
Jose's version of Jack. He's like, I made my own Jock Jams.
I want to go back to DDR.
Oh, man. What?
I don't know what I'm
Dance,
talking
Dance
about.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Revolution? Mm. I broke it. What's my, is that high score?
High score? What's that mean?
Oh man. Crazy people. But, yeah, it's not as good as it should have been. I was excited for this. Watched a lot of video of it. Talked to some buddies that were playing it and whatnot. I about bought it right when I saw it. I was like, oh, I saw the trailer for this. And the trailer is very misleading in that regard.
They often are, yeah.
You know, I just saw guys doing NBA Jam stuff, and the announcer, and, you know, and I was like, NBA Jam, but with current players? What? Sign me up. And
Nope.
So, yeah, very disappointing.
Announcers are really dry in that game.
Yeah. The NBA Jam announcer from back in the day wasn't bad, though. You know, he's heating up.
Yeah, no, the one right now.
He's on fire.
The one right now. Yeah. They're dry.
I don't like them.
They're trying too hard for.
I saw some of the stuff that they were saying. Oh, and that's the big problem, too. They don't unlock all the. Like, in NBA Jam, you had at least two characters from every NBA team that were accessible to you.
Yep.
Sometimes they didn't put the biggest person in. Like, I used to play with the Bulls because I'm a huge Bulls fan since I was a kid. But they would only give you, like, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Tony Kukoc, so on, B.J. Armstrong. But the newer one, they don't give you everybody, and they only give you, like, two from each team. So you get a pack of cards in the beginning. You open the pack of cards, and whoever the players are that you get, that's who you start the game off with. So there may not be anybody for the, you know, the Thunder or for the Utah Jazz or whoever you like. You may not have any players for that team, and you got to use these guys for a team that you don't even like.
Right.
What is that?
That's not, no.
Like, you just give me a pack of cards, and I get random players, and then it may not be anybody that I even enjoy. Come on. Open up every team. Give it, like, two players from each team, and then if you want to unlock other players or past characters, play the game or get open more packs or something like that. But they didn't do that either, so that really rubbed me the wrong way, too.
So, thumbs down.
Thumbs down. I don't have a rating for it because I didn't actually play it, but just all the stuff that I've read and seen and heard from friends that are playing it, I'm not digging it.
Okay. Well, at least we got to try this. We got to try it before we do the thumbs down then.
Yeah, I won't rate it or anything like that, but just from all the negative caveats that I've things that have been plugged on it, I won't be picking it up. Maybe go by a buddy's house and play it who did buy it. So I have one friend who's like raving reviews about it, like, oh, it's so fun. It's like, Cody.
Liar.
Cody. You know who you are. Last one here, Little Nightmares. I talked about it earlier. Really fun.
Trippy.
I'm hoping to get further into it. It's very trippy at times. I'm looking forward to playing more of that. I think it was $15 or $20. After Taylor finished Edith Finch, What Remains of Edith Finch, we went right to that.
Sure.
And still need to finish up Outlast too, so. Yeah. Did you guys hear about a game called Space Plan for your mobile device?
Space Plan?
Yeah.
PLAN.
I've heard good things about this game.
Sounds up my alley.
I'm just going to check it out right now.
Yeah, go for it. I guess it's a puzzle game that's everyone's been talking about. I want to try it out. I haven't heard much about it. I was wondering if you guys have heard anything about it. Maybe we can do some research on it and maybe talk about it next week or something, but
Space Plan, one word, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. For your mobile device.
Ooh, mobile devices.
Mobile devices.
Devices. Looks interesting.
Yeah, it does kind of look. It looks like a solar system thing and minimal design type deal. So it looks like.
What was the game for PlayStation everybody got pissed off about?
Oh, God. No Man's Sky.
Yeah, buddy. Yes. I knew you knew what it was.
I forgot the name.
No, yeah, right? Why would you remember? It's No Man's Sky.
I've wasted $60 on plenty of games, but that definitely ranks as number one.
We should rank like our worst purchases.
Our biggest waste
ever.
Of monies, right?
Yeah. I still have that on my hard drive. I probably should delete it, but I've been wanting to go back to it.
They do keep updating it, and I'm kind of...
See, that's what I was thinking. But do you look at me in the eye, Noah? Do you have time to go back?
not with Tuesday coming up. Are you kidding me?
I actually want to try it, though. I haven't played it, so I want to go try No Man's Sky out.
You'd probably be best that you haven't had any interaction with it and playing it now.
It's
probably better than it was then. But it still isn't what they were more or less advertising with before it came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know? Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah,
yeah, this game has good ratings, 4.5 controls, 4.5 gameplay, 4.6 graphics.
For yep. Space Plan?
Yeah.
It isn't, I mean, I'll probably still get it because it does look like super cool and all, but it is $2.99. It's not a free. Not it's not a freebie.
$3 is bad. I spent $3 on the worst things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I won't go into that, but.
The Injustice game is free to play, so.
Yeah. Oh, for the mobile one?
Yep.
Nice, nice. Yeah, yeah, but
One thing I wanted to bring up for Little Nightmares, what brought me up, well, it had kind of reminded me of Nightmare Before Christmas. Did you get that vibe?
Oh, a little bit. Yeah,
I did just from the
guys chasing you. Like,
yeah,
that's what I was feeling.
They're very Tim Burton-y.
Yeah, that guy, Tim Burton.
Yeah,
keep forgetting his name, but he's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
You guys hang out recently?
Yeah, we went to grab coffee the other day.
Did he take you out to dinner?
Yeah, he bought me.
Yeah, Tim Burton seems cool.
He took me to Hoo Hot.
Is that your place? Is that your place to go?
I haven't been in a
your
while.
Your place of pleasure. I never did give the story. I guess I kind of gave a brief synopsis about Little Nightmares, but here's a more direct and deeper the story. So in Little Nightmares, you assume the role of a 9-year-old named Six and embark on a journey to escape the Maw, a vast, mysterious vessel that is home to monstrous and corrupted creatures looking for their next meal. This immersive world appears to be part of a dream and part nightmare, and Six has to cautiously navigate each of the various rooms and cells, making sure to get out of harm's way and find freedom once and for all. Your character has a lighter to help cross through gloomy and dark, mysterious sections. Your main goal is to escape your little nightmares using environmental objects rather than the old-fashioned way of attacking them. There isn't much to say about that storyline besides that it's a bare-bones-at-most plot that kind of falls short at times, but it attempts to make you feel something other than just being trapped in a creepy, dark, and unsettling environment. So, I mean, if that helps a little bit to give you an idea of what you're getting into, so, you know. If you have some time and you don't mind playing an indie game, and it's pretty short, too. It's only like a couple of hours long,
yeah.
As most indie games are. But it's in the same vein of
Limbo.
And
right.
The other one.
Yeah. Yeah, Inside and Limbo, so right in that vein, so. If you're interested in that stuff, check it out.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it. I'm going to try to knock it out this maybe today or tomorrow. I don't know. I keep forgetting today is a Saturday and it's not Sunday. We usually record on Sunday. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. We're missing Joel, by the way. Shout out to Joel. Joel's in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
He's probably having some drinks right now. He texted me earlier today. Yeah. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Come on, say it again.
No.
Oh, you bastard. Ben said something funny. I won't repeat it. I guess it's my fault for not catching it. Yes. Yeah, he's having a good time. He and his wife are I'm not sure if they took the kids with them or not, but yeah, they're in Puerto Rico enjoying themselves. He texted me earlier. He's like, oh, the weather is great. I wish you guys were here. It's like, you bastard.
Yeah. Like, the weather's pretty much the same. Yeah, except we don't have the beach.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, oh, I have some drinks for me and Abby. Wish we were there. So shout out to Joel. Sorry you couldn't be here, buddy.
He probably doesn't want to be here.
No?
No, he's
no, of course he wants to be here. He loves doing this. Did you see that? So, I mean, we're almost at time, but just out of curiosity, with Injustice 2 coming out, I mean, we can talk about that forever. I mean, I'm always down to that, down for that.
Mm-hmm.
The silhouettes, did you, I think we talked about it briefly last week.
Yep, you bet.
Did you uncover who some of the other silhouettes are by chance?
Nothing new since last time, but to reiterate, the biggest and most exciting is Black Manta. Because,
right.
I mean, oh
you
my
saw his
gosh,
helmet.
Getting
you
to
knew
play
it was
Black
him.
Manta, right, yeah. Is nuts. Raiden's obviously another one you can clearly see is the hat he wears.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One's a female with a hood and a skirt, it looks like, and she resembles the current design of the Enchantress.
Okay.
So given the popularity of Suicide Squad, I could see that being her. But the other ones are really hard to tell. Some new news dropped, though. There's going to be a lot more... Premier skins, custom palette swaps of characters. Like, for example, Captain Cold has a Mr. Freeze skin.
Okay.
The Cheetah has a Vixen skin. And so that makes me super happy that they included Vixen because she's one of my favorites. But
That's
I think it's kind of a waste of a character because she has all these cool animal-based powers, and they're obviously only going to use the cheetah's moveset because that's the thing. But it's also kind of interesting, too, because I'm not sure you won't be able to equip gear on them. So I'm guessing you'll be able to equip gear on the original character and let its effects take place because the gear's hooked to moves and different things. And so you can still get the benefit of the gear, but the skin is always going to look the same for the, you know, like Supergirl, Power Girl and stuff. But
I'm ready, man.
Oh, there's a Jay Garrick Flash as well as Reverse Flash. He's got two skins.
They're digging deep then.
Yeah, they sure are. I can't even imagine what else
I'm
is going to be.
I'm excited for that.
One of the rumors for the silhouettes is Spawn.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people talking Spawn.
I heard about him. Azrael is another guest for that same character. I could see it being him.
With Azrael, do you think they'll just put him as a skin? Like, will he be? Do you think he'll be a separate character altogether, or do you think he'll be like a variant of like Batman?
Well, he could be a premier skin for Batman, but he to me looks like one of the silhouettes, and I think he'll probably have his own moveset and his own.
I hope so because I mean I could see them taking the easy road and like, oh, we'll just make it like a skin for Batman. He'll have like similar moves,
right?
Like, just slightly varied,
yeah,
you know. But
I'm hoping for a Nightwing skin for Robin.
Oh, I can guarantee because he was in the first one,
but he died in the story storyline.
Oh, they'll bring it back though. I guarantee.
Like I said, it doesn't matter necessarily
for the online. Nobody gives a shit about the story.
Right. Nobody. I mean,
they just want to have more characters. Yeah,
I need to actually get the Injustice.
The first one,
yeah.
Get it on a PS4 and play. You know, I still have it. You still have it?
Yep. It's not downloaded, but I mean, I have it. Yeah.
I downloaded it again just like I said a couple of days ago, and I realized they hinted they had other characters that they hinted at that they didn't put in that first game that are in the second one, like Grodd. He was in the background on one of the screens getting like transported, and he's like fighting him a little bit, and he's like they have cuffs on him and stuff.
Poison Ivy, you could tell, was in the Arkham Asylum thing because of the vines, and then now she's going to be in this one. That's
I'm so excited they're blowing this out like. 40-something characters right as of right now that they've announced, and then a few more that they haven't even touched on yet that are like the silhouettes and stuff. So good.
I actually don't think it's quite as high as 40. I think it's only, I don't want to say only, but I think it's 29, which is still a giant. Not even be quite.
With the DLC, would it be closer to 40 then at least? I don't know.
There'll be 9 additional DLC, so. Well, I guess that'd be close to 40 then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm hoping so anyway. I mean, hell, anything's better than like what you know, than just putting the same amount they had last time. I mean, just blow it out. Just keep putting characters in there. I want that.
Just keep fighting each other, man. That's what people want.
I want this to make me play it as much as I played Overwatch over the last year.
Right.
You know, keep me coming back.
I hope if they keep the gear fresh and things like that, it will, because that's kind of my concern. The last one just... It died off a little bit, you know what I mean? There wasn't anything, and if you keep fighting and unlocking bigger and new gear and things like that and get to customize your character, continue all that, that'll keep me busy for a while. That kind of the same thing going on that Destiny did with the light armor and like stuff to kind of keep people still interested in it. So
right. Hell. I'm so excited for that. Sorry to bring that back up again. Yep.
And it'll be playable tomorrow at 11 o'clock if you download
it. Just geeking out on it.
Or not tomorrow, Monday at 11.
Dude, don't say stuff
I know,
like
sorry.
That.
I keep thinking of Sunday, too, because we usually do it on Sunday.
Ben, get him.
I know, we all like
jumped My heart jumped for a second. Like, oh, yeah, fine.
It kind of tripped me out that we're doing this on a Saturday.
Yeah. I'm excited, though, because I keep feeling like I got to go to work tomorrow because we usually do it on Sunday.
Right.
And I don't want to go to work.
It feels like an extra day.
Like we get it. Yeah, tomorrow's Sunday. Yay, Sunday.
Yay.
Mother's Day.
Remember. Yep,
so
I remember.
To all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. We are definitely at time, but we'll give that shout out. All the moms out there listening, happy Mother's Day. And to all the listeners who, you know, they're your moms, happy Mother's Day to your moms and so on. But, we're at our time, unfortunately, guys. We're sorry to ramble a little bit about Injustice for a while, but we're so close. I don't see how we can.
Everybody's excited about it. We got to talk about it.
Yep. I had to save a little time to kind of geek out with you guys about that. With you guys about that for a minute. So,
I could actually play with you guys now since I.
Yeah, I get it.
Well done, my friend. Well done. Just in time. Yeah. Plus,
we're gonna end up with like a lobby of 15 people, like waiting to play. You know, like all of our friends.
Like it's gonna be really.
Because
really,
I got friends that. Yeah.
It's gonna be tense because you don't want to lose and like keep it running. Like, oh, Noah's been on there for like 8 matches. Like, oh, when I get on, he's done.
Right.
Everyone's
right.
Talking
yeah,
trash.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. Otherwise, guys, thanks for tuning in to us and supporting us. You can always reach out to us, as always, at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. For the email, shoot us some questions about the show, things that you would like us to talk about as far as topics or questions. Please do so. Reach out to us there. Otherwise, if you happen to know us, you can always text us or something like that, too. continue to support us. If you subscribed, rated, and reviewed, if you haven't done so yet, please do so. It's more important than you think to do that. It helps us climb the charts and for other listeners like yourself to find us. So please do that, not just for our show, Glitz Therapy, obviously, but also for Indie Comic Ninja and for Nerd Church Radio, the other two shows on our network. They are awesome and great shows as well. Noah, Ben, and Ariel are on Nerd Church Radio talking about DC characters and comics. Check them out. Great show. Otherwise, check out Ben and myself and Dexter over on Indie Comic Ninja. We have a great time talking about indie books. Super fun. Real chill. Other than that, head on over to patreon.com if you want to continue to support the show in another way and help us keep the lights on, as Ben always says. And that's at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get access to bonus content and more of us doing what we do. So check that out. Other than that, social media, guys, where can we find you?
You can find me on social media sites. Just search Noah O'Toole. And if you want a game with me, I'm on the PlayStation Network, Scorpio_Inc., and spell the Scorpio with a K.
I'm at the...
Your face every time. You just turn into like a blob of like
it's
nothing.
Like, everything just like leaves my
His
head.
His eyes
like,
just close.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at I'm Hipstermade and Xbox and PS4 at It's Your Senpai.
Just write it down for Christ's sake, man.
I'm writing it down right now.
It doesn't matter now. Oh, I'm sorry. I love giving Jose crap, if you can't tell. You can find me at Nerdy Raimondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, check out Glitch Therapy, our show on Instagram and Twitter, and give us a follow. We usually post up some things on, some gaming-related content and news on there from time to time, some videos and stuff here and there. Definitely need to post more stuff of all of us doing things, or even just some pictures of us having a good time playing some games. So look for that soon. Other than that, you can find me on Xbox Live and on PlayStation Network. My name is Dirty Dime, so check us out. Other than that, thanks for tuning in and supporting us. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend and have an awesome Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, game on.
Game on.
Game on.